Greetings and salutations. Welcome to the emergency line of the San Angeles Police Department. If you prefer an automated response, press 1 now.
No guns, no foul language, no red meat. Land of the free.
Dallas Multipass.
You know how it is. Bump into each other, sparks happen. Anyway, we're in love.
Friday is movie day here on The Takeaway. You know that when we talk about new releases coming out. Rafer Guzman is the man that does that for us. He's film critic for Newsday and our Takeaway movie. Are you a maven now? What are you?
You want to call me a maven, a doyen?
Master, movie master. The big release this week, Rafer, is Jackie. You know, this is one of these great ideas that takes one piece of a story that we're familiar with, right?
That's right.
And expands it into a film. I do have trivia for you, by the way, before we get to this. Since we're talking about the Kennedys, hold on to this. We'll come back to the answer.
Okay.
You should know this one. This is the intersection of the Kennedys and the movies. Which JFK aide, John F. Kennedy aide, later became president of the Motion Picture Association of America? That's your question. If you know it, you can tweet me at Todd Zwillick if you want. If you think you know the answer, I think you people should know that one. Now, Jackie, Natalie Portman stars as Jackie Kennedy, right? Peter Sarsgaard, who I love, is in this. Let's listen to a clip.
Mr. Valenti, would you mind getting a message to all our funeral guests when they land?
Of course.
Inform them that I will walk with Jack tomorrow, alone if necessary. And tell General de Gaulle that if he wishes to ride in an armored car or in a tank, for that matter, I won't blame him. And I'm sure the tens of millions of people watching won't either.
Now she's really got that accent down, hasn't she?
She does indeed. Well, you know, this is one Long Islander playing another. Natalie Portman from Syosset, Jackie Kennedy from the Hamptons. This takes a look at Jackie in the days immediately following the assassination of JFK. So you're capturing her at her most raw, her most vulnerable. I think the director, Pablo Larraine, Chilean director, wanted to make something besides a traditional biopic. So he goes for a kind of impressionistic, disjointed kind of movie that jumps back and forth in time. It's an ambitious approach, but I think it kind of renders Jackie herself pretty erratic. It's kind of hard to follow her character as she goes through these various dips in mood, you know, from being wounded and vulnerable to being a kind of combative, a little bit even like sort of ruthless, as you heard there in that clip. And even though I think that Portman's got the mannerisms down, the accent, the way she holds her cigarette, everything, you know, the hair, she looks the part, I just never quite feel like I'm being let into the real Jackie to actually see what's behind that image that I already know.
It is an opportunity also for really great period piece filmmaking, right? The famous clothes, costumes, the famous cars and all that.
Yeah, and one of the best things actually is the recreation of the White House tour, the televised tour she gave in 62. That footage is great, and actually Portman is really good in those segments as this very shy young girl trying to rise to the occasion and be the person the public wants her to be.
All right, so that's Jackie coming out this weekend starring Natalie Portman as Jackie Kennedy Bouvier Onassis, later Onassis.
Well done.
I want to take a minute, Rafer. You've seen a few minutes of Rogue One, the new Star Wars movie that's coming out. You're one of the few walking humans who's seen a little bit of this movie.
That is correct.
I can't believe it.
I was one of a select handful of journalists who was allowed to see about 20-25 minutes of the film.
Tell me everything.
They confiscated our phones. It was all very hush-hush. I couldn't even tell anyone that I'd been there for a few days. But now
wow.
Disney has lifted the veil. Don't cross Disney, Todd. Never cross Disney. I can't say what I've seen. I can't give my review yet, but I have seen the film, and so I know a little bit about it.
If it's awesome, give a silent thumbs up. I can report to Takeaway listeners that I saw a thumbs up from Rafer Guzman. Rogue One. You didn't break a rule. You didn't say anything.
I don't think
so. That was all me. Rogue One is – I just wanted to get that out there because I know you've seen this. We're going to let you go. Let's get back to trivia really quickly. Now, there were some hints throughout the broadcast here. I asked you which famous JFK aide went on to become president of the Motion Picture Association of America. Rafer.
There was a little bit of a spoiler in that clip there. It's Jack Valenti.
It is Jack Valenti, indeed, and he was in that clip, and he was president of the MPAA for years and also an aide to Lyndon Johnson. And if you look at the famous photograph of Johnson taking the oath of office on Air Force One,
that's right.
Jack Valenti's in that photo. Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday. Thanks,
Todd.